Next patient is Samuel Rivera, S-A-M-U-E-L, last name Rivera, R-I-V, like in Victor, E-R-A. This is the clinical case of a patient of Dr. Beltre, that is 92 years old. The patient is originally from Puerto Rico, but has lived most of his life in New York. This patient has a history of arterial hypertension and also a history of heart failure with a significant ventricular dysfunction. He is seen by the cardiologist, Dr. Arcinas. The reason for the referral is the presence of CKD stage 3B. And apparently the patient has albumin creatinine ratio that is above 30 period. And in January of 2024, the patient had a CT scan of the abdomen. When he went to the hospital for abdominal pain, and at that time, we can assess the kidneys that are normal in size. There is no evidence of hyperechogenicity. There is no evidence of obstruction. Unfortunately, we don't have the protein creatinine ratio. We don't have a urinalysis to analyze the urinary sediment. The basic laboratory workup will be ordered. The patient has been asymptomatic. Number two, the patient has a diagnosis of type 2 diabetes that has been controlled with diet. We don't have a hemoglobin A1C. However, I called the family, and the blood sugars that are detected on daily basis anywhere from 100 to 150. We are going to assess the patient before we make any changes. Following number, arterial hypertension that is part of the metabolic syndrome. At the present time, under control, the patient is taking lisinopril, among other medicines. Following number, the patient has a history of dilated cardiomyopathy. The ejection fraction recently evaluated by the cardiologist, Dr. Arcinas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, is about 40 to 45%. Apparently, a patient had in the past a paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, but doesn't seem to be anticoagulated. Following number, anemia that we have to investigate. Following number, hyperlipidemia, we are going to request the lipid profile. and there is a remote history of hyperkalemia. Following number, the patient has a memory impairment that is most likely associated to senility. We are going to reevaluate the case in a couple of months with laboratory workup. Thanks a lot for the kind referral.